Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, we're talking about childcare and the childcare gap between the state subsidies and what you as parents, as families are paying. Ciara is with me on the line today because despite the fact that there's billions being pumped in to the childcare sector at the moment, Ciara, I'm sure you're still paying a fortune for childcare.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I am. Look, I suppose I've got two kids under four and our childcare bill can be up to $1,200 a month. And we did look at a crash and we looked at going through the registered childcare route, if you will. But we actually couldn't get anyone at the time to take our little fella. He was 5.5 months when I had to go back to work. We couldn't find anywhere. The local crash wouldn't take him. The nearest one I could find was nearly an hour away. And at that stage, I might as well have been going home to mam to mind him. So look, I suppose we got lucky then. One of our family friends was in a position, she was already minding children, and she said that she'd take on our little fella, and she's gone on to take on more kids that we've added to it. But the subsidy doesn't come into play for us because, you know, she's not registered. Now, I will say she is obviously an angel sent from above and like a second family, but the subsidy doesn't come into it for us. So we're paying nearly $1,200 a month.
You're paying the $1,200 a month, yeah. The reason I suppose we're chatting about this today, Ciara, because the Department of Children had released new official figures that, I mean, effectively show the large gap between providers' fees and the state subsidies that you're talking about, the state subsidies that a lot of families will receive. And of course, the government before the last election, in some of the pre-election promises, had talked about bringing their target of €200 per month childcare costs. That's what they hoped to bring childcare costs down to, about £200 a month. But in order to do that, the example that's been used today is that a family paying €1,138 each month for childcare receives a subsidy of £414 that allows the family to pay €724 of out-of-pocket expenses. So if the government want to try and bring that down to €200, we now need to find another subsidy of €524 per child per month. That's what's going to be required. But then you get people like you, Ciara, who doesn't even get the subsidy.
Yeah, exactly. We don't get it. And, you know, even with that, like if you look at the demographic, we're a young family. Me and my partner are in our early 30s. We're also trying to get on the housing ladder. So we're trying to save to get out of the rental market, to get into it. So it's like a vicious circle. And then on top of that, you don't have people in the childcare industry anymore. They're all getting out of it, or there's places that's shutting down. I know there's so many places locally that have shut down in the last 12 months. At a very short notice as well, which has left a lot of people even struggling more. So the only option for, I'd say out of my friends group, I'd say about 90% of us aren't in a registered childcare facility because we couldn't get them. And the ones that did, they waited to go back to work until the baby was 12 or 18 months. But in my circumstance, I couldn't wait that long. Financially, we wouldn't have survived for me to not go back to work when he was 5.5 months. So it's just such a vicious circle. And I don't know what the solution is, whether it's the childcare facilities need to be upped or whether we need to look at our demographic. And we always say it, the carers are the people who are in our families already. So maybe we need to make it less stringent for people to register to be a child carer.
Yeah, well, between the registration, the lack of spaces, I mean, you talked about how, you know, you were nearly going to have to drive an hour to try and get to a childcare facility that could take you. It's very difficult to see how the government is going to reach this target of just €200 per child per month in the lifetime of this government. John is with us as well, Ciara. John's the owner of Bell Childcare in Douglas in Cork. Can you see how they're going to make up this subsidy, John?
Thanks for having me on, Andrea. And hi, Ciara. It's awful, Ciara. I'm sitting listening to you, and it's something I can identify because we are contacted daily by 6, 7, 8, 9 families daily struggling to find places. And capacity is a massive issue within the sector. Now, just to address the first point, the subsidy to parents is a very easy one to solve. Of all the problems in childcare at the moment, that can be solved by the government facing up to the facts that childcare costs and putting the subsidy in place. You were saying an additional 500 and something euros.
524, but yeah.
Yeah, so they'd have to double, at least double what they're putting in to childcare. you know, with a stroke to try and bring that price down. Now, they could do that if they freed up the money to do it, but that doesn't bring in the capacity. Because what would you do is if you dropped the rate, everybody was paying 200 euros per week, well, or per month, then the demand would go through the roof. And as it stands, people can't find spaces. So, you know, solving the affordability issue for parents is definitely a priority, but it's not going to solve the capacity issue. And as Kira is saying and is experiencing, families are being pushed into unregistered childcare, and most of them are fabulous. But I mean, this is not what the government have been looking for over the last number of years. I mean, there's a push to professionalise our sector. It's wonderful to get graduates into the sector, but to keep the graduates, we got to pay them. So, you know, you're looking at, there has to be money found to subsidise for the parents, but there has to be money found to subsidise the staff. Because, as I said, if I could open in the morning and double my capacity, staffing it would be the issue. And that's across the country.
A further subsidy to parents isn't going to solve that issue for you, John?
No, it's not. In fact, it's going to put even more pressure on us. Because if childcare becomes more affordable, more people will look for it and the demand will go through the roof. Okay. And demand is already really high. So it's a really, really tough dilemma. And on top of that, we're the providers in the middle. We're the ones getting squeezed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really, really unfair. And then all the woes in the sector seem to be put back on the provider. It's all the greedy provider. But as Kira said, providers are closing the length and breadth of the country because it's not sustainable. You know, we're in a fee-free situation with core funding at the moment. We're getting dripped information. I mean, we have a new academic year starting in September. I don't know what my rate of pay for my staff is going to be. Now, we pay considerably above that to try and keep staff. But, I mean, we are running right down to the wire financially, and it's not sustainable. Mm. I mean, if the government wants capacity in this sector, okay, they've got to give the likes of myself and other providers the ability to go to the bank with a solid business model to borrow to add the capacity. And we are prepared to do that. But there has to be an acknowledgement that you work with the providers in this sector. And if the providers are consulted with and listened to, we can grow the capacity. We can make this work.
Siobhan O'Neill White is with us as well. John, stay with me if you don't mind. I just want to get another couple of voices. Siobhan O'Neill White is from mams.ie. What sort of costs are you looking at each month, Siobhan?
Well, I think John actually makes a really good point there about staff, because staff retention is a big issue. We've had to go outside of... We didn't go down the creche route. First of all, when I tried to get my son into the local creche, I was told it was a 5-year wait. And I mean, how could there be a 5-year wait? That made no sense to me. So we had to look at alternative options, and we turned to family, we turned to grandparents. And, you know, I think that if grandparents are looking after children, and I think if your children are going to a childminder because it's the only option that's available to you because of the wait lists and the extremely high costs in the creches. And again, I'm not blaming the creches. I know that it's really tough for them. My sister works in a creche, and you know, it's really hard to keep staff.
Yeah.
I think the government are just failing spectacularly across the board. They have failed consistently. Every government tells you, we're going to tackle childcare. We're going to tackle childcare. And even if they do part of what they said they're going to do, even if they do make it more accessible, and even if they do bring the price down, yes, you're going to have an issue with staffing, but they need to allow people who are childminders to become registered in an easier way. If there's, like, my sister has her children with a childminder. Childminder is fantastic. She doesn't get that subsidy because she didn't go down the official route, and she pays a huge amount for childcare. But, you know, it's really difficult.
The thing about it is, and it's hard to sort of understand how it's not working in a better way. And you hear stories like Kira and your own, Siobhan, when we hear what the government is paying. Because if they're paying a subsidy of 414 euro per child per month, that's for a family income of about 60 grand. They're paying 800 euro per child per month, where the family income is lower than that. Like, we are paying out money.
Yeah, they are, but they're not solving the problems. And you know what? If they do give more money to families, and it actually does encourage more women to go back into the workforce, we're going to have the problem of a shortage. And then we're going to have to look at, you know, family members and childminders. And then if they're not registered, you're not going to get the subsidy. And who's going to suffer more than anybody in all of this? the women, women who want to go back to work, women who want to maybe work a couple of hours a week or a couple of days a week. Women are the ones who are being squeezed out of the workforce or forced to go back in because of the huge cost that they have to, you know, trying to buy a house, all of the expenses that they have. And again, it's really hard when you hear somebody like your first caller saying she couldn't get the subsidy. And I understand that because my sister's doing the very same thing. It's the same thing. It's awful. The government are failing spectacularly. And I will say this, the government are brilliant at announcing, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, but they don't speak with the providers. They don't, they're not constantly in touch with the creches, with the people who need the service.
Yeah, well, that's John points as well, yeah.
That's what they do.
Listener says, most childminders don't want to be registered because they don't want to pay full tax on it. We pay our childminder €1,200 cash per month in hand, says this listener. Emer's on the line in Dublin. Emer, what's your experience?
Yeah, we have a similar experience. We live in North County Dublin and we moved into our estate in 2021. And at the time, we were previously living in Port Marnock, so we had a different part of North County Dublin, but we had to commute over and back with our son because there was no childcare place for 2 years. Over and back, so it was, we live in Donabate and we had to go over and back to Port Marnock every day. My husband did that commute because I was working in the city centre. So we did that for over 2 years, and then you're paying nearly €1,000 we were paying at the time because the subsidy hadn't increased at that point. Mm. But the thing that I find catches me as well, he's in a local school now and he's in an after school facility that just opened, and that is fantastic and everything. But the NCS hours, as brilliant as they are, as parents then, if you don't send them into creche for as long a period, then you don't get as high. So the creche obviously have to charge the monthly amount, which is absolutely fair. Mm. They have their set amount. But if you take your child out, if you have a bit more time in a week, you get off work a bit early and you're taking your child out, the NCS is reduced then. So we have to pay more to spend time with our kids. So like, it's absolutely mind blowing. So you get a notification on the NCS dashboard saying your child wasn't in as much as they said they were going to be. So now because we've taken the kids out, we have to fill the gap then. So that's another thing, like aside from like women being pushed out of the workforce, all of these extra pieces then as well in terms of like not the subsidy. Like, yeah, it's great. Like, and don't get me wrong, it's great to get something. But at the same time, I had to put the two kids into a local childminder then when they went into local school, and we were paying the equivalent of a mortgage price. Like we were paying like €1,100, which, as the other caller said, our childminder is an absolute beautiful woman, like a heaven on earth. And it was a second home for our kids. Her circumstances changed and she wasn't able to take the kids anymore, and they've transitioned into an after school place now. But it's just like, it's outrageous to think that we're just constantly being squeezed, and the price of everything else is going up alongside it. The electricity bills are through the roof, everything else is through the roof, and then the government are patting themselves on the back saying, oh, sure, look, we'll throw you a little bit more. Because it never actually equates to getting anything back, as far as I can tell. It never feels as though we're getting anything back.
We're talking about this, as I mentioned, because the Department of Children, we're talking about these figures today from the Department of Children, I should say. They're expected now to look for extra money in the budget. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with that in relation to trade tariffs and everything else happening with the economy by next September. John, I want to put this message to you from a listener who says, we're paying €840 a month for 3 days a week, only with a childminder, leaving us to make up the rest with family. No subsidy because the childminder isn't registered like most childminders on the list for a subsidised creche. And when we do have a place there, it'll be full time, €550 a month. Childminders should need to be registered and be required to accept the subsidy because otherwise it's punishingly expensive.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. I mean, we're going backwards in many ways. I mean, we're back to a strong black economy. I mean, where all this money disappearing to childminders because there's an absolute need for them. They wouldn't be there if parents didn't need them. But this isn't going to change without the government actually accepting the fact that there has to be a proper plan put in place. And I'm calling now that the government sit down with providers, make a 5 to 10 year cross-party plan, and we look at the funding that goes in, give us set figures over the next 5 to 10 years so that we can work with those, guarantee our funding, guarantee that they can drop prices for parents, guarantee that they can look after staff fees, and then have a serious conversation about how we grow capacity in this sector. Because, you know, there's issue around the fact that urban centres are more sustainable because of the population. You go out rural, it's much harder. And there is a need for child minders in more rural circumstances. And getting them into the net is going to be difficult. Mm. So I think there will always be a certain amount of off the radar, black money.
But sure, you actually, in this case, need the shadow economy.
Yeah. Totally. And it will always be there because in rural and isolated pockets, it will not be viable to do anything but. And that works brilliantly because you have fabulous people, predominantly women, looking after a handful of children in an incredibly nurturing environment.
And I say this without judgment, but I assume, John, if you were to decide tomorrow morning that you're shutting up shop and you're going to start doing it from the house, there's obviously a cost to registration. There's the cost to having the facility, the rent, the insurance, the staff. You can charge a bit less, do it from your house, but keep the money in your pocket.
On top of all the costs of getting compliant, there's the whole regulation, and people are scared to death of the regulation within childcare. You've got the amount of inspections that we're subject to. The moment government money comes into it, you've got TUSLA who are looking for quality and compliance. You've got PUBL looking for the financial control. We've got the Department of Education coming in and inspecting us, despite us not even being called educators or teachers. Who else have we got? There's several. We've got the HSE coming in to check our kitchens because we run two
full kitchens
out of our service.
Yeah.
You know, but as I said, to go back to your original thing, even if it was cheap to get into the sector, a lot of the child minders are just massively intimidated by having to deal with TUSLA, having to deal with PUBL, all these bodies, because you're looking at something which be a kind of a semi hobby, and not being dismissive, or not even a hobby, but you know, a kind of a side.
Oh, I know,
or a little extra or something,
a bit of an ixer or something on the side.
A bit of an ixer.
John is the owner of the Bell Childcare in Douglas and Cork. John, thanks a million for getting in touch. Siobhan O'Neill White there from Mams.ie, and Emer and Kira as well. Thanks a million to you both too for sharing your story. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Hard to see how they're going to hit this target of €200 per month per child in the lifetime of this government, but who knows? Still about 4.5 years to go.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.